Good morning and welcome to LMS Radio. My name is Gina. Well, it's the 19th of September 2022 and it's the Queen of England's burial. Now, I'll just run with you the itinerary. Now, it starts at 8 a.m. The doors of Westminster, let me just get closer now. The doors of Westminster Abbey will open for the 2,000 members of the congregation to begin taking their seats. Most dignitaries will gather at the Royal Hospital, Chelsea, and be transferred from there. 10:44 a.m. King Charles III will lead his family in marching behind the Queen's coffin as it is moved from Westminster Hall, the short distance, to Westminster Abbey for the funeral service. 10:52. The procession will arrive at the west gate of Westminster Abbey. 11 a.m. The service conducted by the Dean of Westminster will begin. 11:55. The last post will stand, followed by 2 minutes of silence to be observed in the Abbey and throughout the UK. 5 minutes later, 12 p.m, the service will end. 12:15, a walking procession of the coffin, followed by the King and his family, will begin its journey to Wellington Arch. 1 p.m. At Wellington Arch, it begins its journey to Windsor Castle. 3:06 p.m. The hearse is expected to arrive. 3:15 p.m. A walking procession up the Royal Walk to Westminster Castle will take place, with the route lined with members of the armed forces, the military and the navy. 3:40 p.m. The King, Charles III, and senior members of the royal family are expected to join the cortege in Windsor Castle. 3:53 p.m. The procession will halt at the bottom of the west steps of the St. George's Chapel in Horseshoe Cloister. 4 p.m. The Queen's committal service will take place at St. George's Chapel, which is in the castle's ground. And at precisely 7:30 p.m. today, the Queen will be buried next to her husband, the Duke of Edinburgh, King Charles III, which is located inside St. George's Chapel, with her mother as well and other members of the royal family. It is a private service, and this would be the end of Queen Elizabeth II, born in 1926 and died on the 8th of September 2022. 70 years she reigned as the Queen of England. Now, let's take a step back. Throughout the reign of Queen Elizabeth I, now, she was the one who introduced the British Empire, an empire that stood in India, the whole of the Indian subcontinent, China, Africa, the Middle East, America, and the only country in South America that was part of the British Empire was British Guyana, and the British Empire included the Caribbean. I will just take a short break right now.
Thank you.
Thank you and welcome back to LMS Radio. My name is Gina. Just going back to the British royal family. Now, as I was talking about Elizabeth I during her reign, the reign that introduced slavery, that had brutality, inhumane suffering. Now, with Queen Elizabeth II, the end of the British Empire. And what an empire indeed. An empire that almost covered the whole world was part of this extraordinary empire in which countries, people were all, how you would say, included. But the British Empire was an empire that so many people didn't particularly want, and it was imposed on them. This was definitely true in South Africa, Zimbabwe, and even the Caribbean, and not forget to mention India. Now, India was the first country in 1949 to leave the empire, after it was followed in the 1960s by so many people, notably countries in Africa, the Middle East. Now, in 1990s, we will move forward to the breakup of the Soviet Union. Now, the last country in the Caribbean to remove the death penalty was Bermuda. Now, it was an empire that stretched, as I said, the whole wide world. Incredible. In 1995, Hong Kong was the last country in the British Empire to have independence. Incredible. So, as we lay to rest Queen Elizabeth Mountbatten, an extraordinary royal family with an extraordinary past, in which outside here, in Windsor Castle, Queen Elizabeth II, she enjoyed herself, she ruled the whole wide world as Queen of the Commonwealth. So, for many of us, as you've seen on television, you've heard in the news, our Queen finally comes to rest. And we say that may she rest in peace. Many thanks to listeners from New York, California, Florida, District of Columbia, Georgia, Illinois, Wisconsin, UK, Japan, Australia, India, Spain, Nigeria. Thank you so much for listening to LMS Radio, which we are available on Sonos and Boss Speakers, Player FM, on podium.com, Google Assistant, Alexia, and so many platforms, and Samsung Mobile. Well, thank you so much. This is just briefings on the funeral of Queen Elizabeth II of Great Britain. Thank you so much. It's been very nice talking to you, telling you about the events in the UK. So today, outside Windsor Castle, I bid you farewell. And thank you so much. And many of you indeed are members of the Commonwealth. Thank you so much for listening. It's not with sadness that We moan our queen. But next year, it's going to be the crowning of King Charles, in which the Queen's son will be crowned King of Great Britain and the Commonwealth. Now, his ceremony is expected to take place either in spring or June, 2023. So I hope to bring that. That's also another special occasion. So thank you so much for listening to LMS Radio on briefings on the Queen of England and her burial. And as I'm standing right here outside West Windsor Castle. I keep on saying Westminster, but I'm outside that, so here on Windsor Castle. I bid you farewell. Thank you so much for listening to LMS Radio. And bye-bye.